Aircheckdownloads.com.
Mariah Carey, 96.4 BR&B, 23 minutes to 8. Good morning. Big Brum breakfast for a wet, windy, miserable Wednesday. Looking at outside, I don't know. After 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be looking for UB40's ultimate fan to give away that prize. Chatting to Robin Campbell on the phone as well, if we can get him up out of bed. Bank holiday coming up, of course. GCSE results out tomorrow. And if you're a fan of Girls Aloud, just to let you know, they're going to be at HMV tonight on the High Street from 5 o'clock. Signing their new single. Never let it be said I don't let you know these things. Good luck to the Baggies against Chelsea tonight in the footy as well. That'll be quite a game and a half, won't it? Right now, of course, good telly tonight. Lost, Corrie and Super Nanny. Which is why I'm playing the Grange Hill music, obviously. And no, Super Nanny is wicked. She is so good with the kids. The way she kind of just calms them down, shows them the naughty step or the naughty circle, and away they go, as good as gold. So what we thought we'd do, we'd look for some naughty kids in Brum who've been naughty through the school holidays, or chat to their harassed parents. If they're sorry for their naughtiness, then we'll sort them out with tickets to see McFly. Let's go to this line here. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Super Nan Sam. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
A bit stressed.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, I've got a 14. She turned 14 years yesterday, daughter. I'd do anything for her, but during the holidays, she's a bit wound me up. I mean, she keeps going on about this under-18s nightclub. There's no alcohol and things like that, which sounds okay, but being a bit of a protective dad, I still won't let her go.
Oh, she's at that age now. You see, I used to go to those. It was called Scandals in Solihull, and I used to go to the teen scene disco, and I thought I was all grown up.
Well, she thinks she's grown up. I mean, I've never been there, never done it, and I don't understand. You know, she's one of those 14-year-old girls that you could really strangle. So she arranged to, you know, spend the night out with her friends and sleep over and have a good laugh and watch DVDs, and which, you know, we agreed to. We said, well, yeah, sound. You know, we phoned up a friend's mum and she said, yeah, that's no problem. So as far as we're concerned, it was all good.
Where was she really?
She was at a club.
I knew it. Liesl's done that. You see, now look at her. Oh, you got to stop her. She'll turn out like Liesl at this rate.
she went to the club and went back. And, I mean, there's no alcohol, which was a good thing. But, you know, the following day, it slipped out. I mean, she said, yeah, well, you know, I met this lad last
night. Oh, no, but, don't.
Hang on, Paige. What do you mean you met this lad? And that was it. It all come out. And that was it. She was grounded, I tell you.
Was she sorry?
I mean... You know, we work and we come home and the house was spotless. I mean, it was like, I mean, I grounded her for a week.
But so she's cleaned the house, she's sorry, and she sees the error of her ways.
I don't think she does see the error of her ways.
Oh, she can't have the tickets then?
But I think she's ever so sorry, yeah.
Oh, there you go, I thought you might say that. Tell you what, we'll sort her out with the tickets, all right?
All right, thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's get to this one quickly here and speak to Sarah in Sutton. Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Tammy.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's Super Nanny Tammy, by the way.
Sorry, yes, it is.
I'm making you feel like a two-year-old there. What's this like? Now, come on, Sarah, tell me your story.
My nephew, who is absolutely lovely, bless him, he's 4.
Yeah.
Decided to drop his trousers in front of the insurance man.
No!
While he was on a visit to my sister-in-law. Which is then quite embarrassing.
Well, I'll tell you something, when he's 16 and you remind him of that, then he'll find it embarrassing, particularly if you have the photographic evidence. Cause
I have a very good memory.
I'll bet you do. I'll tell you what, Sarah, what's his name?
I'm not saying his name. I will be mortified.
Oh, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sort you out with tickets to see McFly, all right?
Oh, great.
Because I know he's sorry, really, and he's only little. He don't know what he's doing, does he? God, now, if he'd done that and he was 18 and he dropped his pants in front of the insurance man, I'll be round there to give him a little naughty step myself. Thanks, lovely.
Okay, thank you.
AircheckDownloads.com.